strong. I am thankful they are here to protect us, but sometimes I just want to be alone. Finally, they agreed to sit on the rocks a distance away. Neva and I held hands to wade in up to our waists. Our chitons floated up like sails. I wanted to swim far out like the big fish with wings, but was afraid my dress would pull me down. "Princess," said Neva, "let us wait to swim off the boat without these long dresses. It will be safer, please." She pulled my arm toward shore. "Oh, Isis, forgive me. All I could think about today was how tranquil it is here. Not once was I afraid for my life or worried about spies. I did not have to whisper my thoughts to Neva. We just spoke out loud, like commoners. I could stay on this restful island forever, take care of father, nursing him back to health, coax Olympus to move here with his family. We could all live in peace, even if Alexander the Great does not rise from his tomb. Would it be so terrible to be a princess in exile?"
When Cleopatra asked the question, "Would it be so terrible to be a princess in exile?" she's thinking that it might be nice not to have to worry about being princess of Egypt anymore. As princess, she has to constantly worry about her people, her father, even about saving her own life. But if Tryphaena remains queen and Cleopatra remains in Rome, her life would be so much more peaceful. Somehow, though, I don't think this would really make Cleopatra content. Let's go to the top of page 68, which starts, "Evening,"